You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
But you kind of mentioned at the end of your, when you were talking about Mikey Samrasil there, the corner position, another news coming out of the Combine this week that the Lions are going to be in the market for a high-end corner.
Wow.
Which I think that means a number one corner. And obviously, if you're putting the pieces together and you're kind of, two plus two equals four here, number one guy obviously has been L'Jarius Sneed. Now, the Chiefs have said they're probably going to plan on tagging him. I think they've given him permission to seek a trade. Which probably is smart from the Chiefs standpoint that you want to get something in return for a guy like that. And even if it's a two, so be it. Right. Because I think the best you can do compensatory is if you lose him, it would be a three. Right. So at least you can move up one round in the draft. But how serious do you think this report is that, you know, when we hear the Lions are going to be in the market for a high end corner, there's not a ton of them out on the market.
Right.
Do you think that's a serious report? Do you think how much do you expect Brad Holmes and crew to really go try to address that number one position?
I expect them. I mean, Brad Holmes, at the beginning of last week, joined Jim Costa and I in the morning, and he said two things. He was asked, "Are you drafting best available for the draft? You know, best of it, not necessarily for need, but best available." And he said, "Yeah, that." Free agency is where you go to address your needs. Mm-hmm. The draft is, hey, you take the best available at that time. Now, there's a lot of different things that you could do in terms of, you know, you get to the fourth round, right? You know, how do you determine who's best available versus, you know, possible need and offensive line, defensive line? You know, you could make those numbers and those evaluations pretty much whatever you want. But at the top end, it's much more dramatic in regards to who are the best available at that time. Who's the best on the board?
Right.
And I think,
but it also comes down to need. You're not going to take a kicker just because he's a, you know, yeah, I'm saying if you have a second round grade on a kicker, you're not going to take a kicker in the second round. Yes, right. Yes. So there's a balance. Yes, yeah. There's a balance.
Let's not get carried away. But having said that, they also talked about being able to draft, develop, and sign their own guys.
Yeah.
So you're trying to figure out, okay, well, what is Brad Holmes doing? You know, and nobody's really sitting there going, well, can't figure him out. You know, what the hell? They're just trying to, we're all trying to look at it and go, what is he planning on doing when free agency? The tampering period is going to start the 11th. The franchise tags, which they're going to place on Sneed, and it may already be placed on by the time anybody's watching this. It's going to be interesting because he did say, if you've got a need, free agency is where you go to address it. So does that mean top end? And what does top end mean to Aaron Glenn, Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes? Because L'Jarius Sneed, I mean, Jalen Johnson's probably the number one out there, but he's going to get tagged by Chicago. I don't think there's any chance he becomes available. Then you got L'Jarius Sneed, who's the next closest guy, tag, trade. And I think if you're able to get him for a second-round pick, and then sign him to somewhere 18 to 20 a year for, let's just say, 3 years. Would you be willing to do that?
I would be willing to do whatever it takes to get number one corner. All right. I don't care what the money looks like. It ain't my money.
The issue, and here's where it all kind of goes hand in hand, where you're trying to figure out with Brad Holmes, all right, you want to draft, develop, and sign.
Yeah.
All right, so who do we have available? Monroe St. Brown. We're going to talk about his contract here in just a little bit, but you want to be able to do that.